Well, awakening of the prophetic is an awakening of the prophetic of the Holy Spirit, the charismatic move of the Holy Spirit in your life for your calling. So you can finish your race and you can serve the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. Amen? Whatever that may be, you may be in helps. But I know a lot of people are sitting in churches today just sitting there. We're looking for picnics. We're looking for religious things and so on and so forth. And God wants you to flow in the Spirit. Some will not, may not want to do that. Some may refuse to do that. You know, if your mind is enmity against God, God won't show you much. If your mind is rebellious towards God, God won't show you much. Are you listening? That's scriptural. Hallelujah. Everybody's mind has a little enmity, a little rebellion towards God. We believe God for this, but we don't want to believe God for tongues. We don't want to believe God for the Holy Spirit. We don't want to believe God for the charismatic movement. You see, we don't want to do that. I don't want to go that far. So that will unfold today in the message. Hallelujah. So I want to awaken that by the Holy Spirit into your lives as to, so you'll really feel that you're loved by God and God's flowing through you and you're going to finish the race and you're going to finish out front, not behind, but out front. Amen? Praise God. The first scripture we're going to turn to is Romans 12:1. If you would, Rose, please. Romans 12:1. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. It'll come up there in a minute. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So that's a total commitment. Amen. That's where we're going to start. A total commitment. We're going to look at the measure of God in a minute here, but it's a total commitment. In other words, you're going to give God your tongue. You're going to give God your emotions. You're going to give God your finances. You're going to give God your marriage. You're going to give God, you see, a total commitment. Amen. And you have a measure of faith to be able to do that. A lot of people don't feel like, well, I don't have the faith to do this. I don't have the faith to do that. That is, you're hearing from a spirit of error because the Word of God says you have a measure of faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at 12:3 now. 12:3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly. See, a lot of people get drunk on their own ministry. A lot of people get drunk on themselves. A lot of people think they're just so, and God wants you humble, you see. It's not about you, it's about Jesus in you. Amen? So Jesus must become more important in your life than your problems or your need. Amen? We grow into that. The Holy Spirit teaches you. The anointing teaches you that he becomes more important in your life. For I say, once again, for I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So say, I have a measure of faith. To walk in my calling. To serve Jesus. To flow in the gifts. To flow in his grace. To renew my mind. So you have a measure of faith to take your body and empty yourself out and give it over to God. We're blood bought. We belong to God. He saved us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we ought to commit ourselves to him. That's how you're going to get into your calling. That's how you're going to get into your anointing. And you have a measure of faith to do that. You see, you already have a measure of faith. That's a God kind of faith. Actually, it leans to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So you have a measure to serve God, to walk in your calling, to pray in tongues, to operate in some gifts, to allow the Holy Spirit to transform you and change you into the fruits of the Spirit, which is the character of Christ. You have the faith to walk in love, in God's love, not your love and my love, but in God's love. So you have that measure of faith. Well, everybody's trying to. Now, that doesn't mean faith don't come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It does. But you have a measure of faith to get you started, to commit yourself, get saved, and commit yourself to Jesus. Amen? Completely turn yourself over to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So it says here, that's the Word of God. if the Holy Spirit's teaching you today, he's going to tell you you have a measure of faith. You have a measure of faith to completely turn yourself over to God. You have a measure of faith to pray in tongues. And every time you operate in that measure of faith, faith grows. In other words, if I take my flesh and commit it to God, that's that measure of faith operating in you. Amen? If I renew my mind, that's that measure of faith operating in you. If I pray in tongues, but it's growing. It's a growing faith. Amen? So you don't want an excuse to say you don't have faith. Because the Holy Spirit, the anointing, will teach you that you have a measure of faith. You have a measure of faith to overcome demons, to overcome principalities and powers, to overcome the works of the flesh. You have a measure of faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you can't deny the Word of God. And that's what the Holy Spirit's going to teach you. He's not going to teach you something outside of the Word of God. So if you're standing there talking to somebody, and you probably say, well, I don't have the faith to do that. Well, the anointing teaches you all things. The Holy Spirit will say to you, you have a measure of faith from God. That is a supernatural faith. Amen? To do supernatural things. Anything that comes from God is supernatural. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So, if you go to Romans 12:2 now, Rose, please. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have the faith to do that. You have the faith to build the Word of God into your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's perfect will is not for you to walk in sickness or poverty or disease. Amen? That's God's perfect will, for you to be healed, to have a sound mind, to have healthy emotions, to have a physical body that represents God's will. See? Well, I have a measure of faith. You have a measure of faith to be able to change your thinking. Not to agree with the world, because we are in the kingdom, you see. We're going to develop a kingdom language. We're going to develop the mind of Jesus Christ by that measure of faith through the Word of God. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. So don't be conformed. Don't agree with sickness. Don't agree with this report, that bad report. Agree with God's report. Agree with God's will. That's what faith is. That measure of faith will bring you into God's will. It's an agreement with God's will. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to show you something different now, saints. We're going to go on. This is where we were Friday night, and I'm just kind of covering a little bit. I'm going to show you what happens to Christians. If you'll turn, Rose, to Romans 8. Romans 8. Praise you, Jesus. And we're going to look at, let's just start with verse 6. Okay, Romans 8, verse 6. For to be kindly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, this is what God wants us to understand. That measure of faith is to renew our minds, not to be kindly minded. In other words, to be controlled by the world, to be controlled by your flesh. The mind's a good thing, but when it comes to God, you see, you can't be kindly minded because it's death. It'll lead you in separation. It'll separate you from God. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And that's what the anointing takes you. And it tells you you have a measure of faith not to be kindly minded, not to agree with the world. Can you see that? Huh? Verse 7. This is very important, saints. Don't go to sleep. Don't go off the California on me. We have CDs and DVDs here, so if you don't get it and you fall asleep or you go off the California and miss something, the CDs are only $2 and the DVDs are only, what, $5? How much are they, $5? $5. The man back there is holding up five fingers. Praise God. Because the carnal mind is enmity. Okay, listen to me now, saints. The longer you allow your mind to stay in rebellion or enmity to God, there's certain things he can't teach you. Now, a lot of people have enmity or rebellion towards God about tongues or about the gifts or about people going out in the Spirit and all kinds of things. You are limited in your spiritual growth if you have a mind that remains in enmity against God. See, we have to exercise that faith. When you come to church, that's faith. When you pray in tongues, that's faith. When you tithe, that's faith. When you give an offering, that's faith. You see, when you intercede for people, that's faith. When you speak the word of God or the mind of Christ, that's faith. That's that coming from that measure of faith. So it's important that you understand that everybody's mind in here, my mind and your mind, has places of enmity against God. That's the reason why many people cannot get healed. There's certain parts of their thinking that's enmity against God. And this is the reason why the renewing of the mind is so important. This is the reason why the anointing of the Holy Spirit wants to teach you through the Word of God is so powerful and so important. He wants to bring you from that enmity, that mind that rebels against God. See, you can't say, God, I want your financial blessings, but I don't want to pray in tongues. I don't want to do this. This is strange. Everything is supernatural with God the Holy Spirit, and it takes you beyond yourself, beyond your ability, into the ability of God. Amen? So, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So that everybody who's born again has a mind that's not completely changed or renewed yet. And there's some parts of us that just can't accept God. In other words, if you came up here and I gave you a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, and that's, most people don't even understand the words of knowledge and words of wisdom. But certain things spoken to you, I was talking to Peggy here Friday, I was speaking a word over here. Everybody came up here Friday, and for some reason God moved the other way, and I came down and gave everybody a word that was standing up here. Well, you see, some people can't accept that and believe that. I said to Peg, as there was, maybe you can help us out. In Joshua, I think it is where a loaf of bread destroyed a camp. Are you familiar with that? Where is it at, dear? Have you people ever heard that teaching? Huh? She has. Anybody else ever heard that teaching? Raise your hands. Come back from California. The point being, I spoke that over her. And if God can use a loaf of bread, God can use the power or use her life to destroy attacks of demons and so on. That's where God was going with that. Well, most people, now she received it. I'm not saying against Peggy, but she received it. She just wanted to know what it was in Scripture, you see. But God, listen to me. God says things to us, and we have an enmity. We have a rebellion towards God. If it don't align with our pea brain, we can't agree with it. We just kind of say, uh-uh. See, we do everything through our understanding. Faith is not confidence in yourself. Faith is confidence in God. So that measure of faith is going to teach you to renew your mind. You have a measure of faith to overcome thoughts of demons or pornography or sin. We'll have thoughts like that, but you have the faith to overcome that. And the Holy Spirit, listen to me, saints, if you don't get beyond enmity, if you don't get beyond this thing in your mind, there's only certain things that God can do through you. You got to learn to renew your mind. You got to remember that, God, I'm giving you my tongue. I'm giving you my will. I'm giving you my mind. You can learn no more than the rebellion that's going. God cannot teach you all things. Let's say someone spoke over you and said, you have the gift of healing, but you have a mind that's enmity against God. It'll never come to pass. That's the reason why a lot of prophecies don't come to pass, because the rebellion of the mind is there, saints. Now, everybody's going to say, listen now, and where was I? Okay, verse 7. Let's go to, I'm going to read verse 7 again. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So you have the Holy Spirit in you, the Word of God, to take authority over your mind. I'm telling you, saints, if you don't get a hold of this, you will come up short serving God. You will come up short with getting financial blessings from God. You'll come up short of having your eyes open to the spirit realm of visions and dreams. It won't happen. God won't show it to you. Because if you know and you read the Word of God that you have a mind that's enmity against God, then the Holy Spirit says, I'm giving you that, God's given you that measure of faith to overcome that. Because the more you get my mind in your mind, the more I'm going to show you. Because it takes your mind cooperating with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit flows through your spirit. Your spirit knows you. It releases things into your mind. If you have a rebellious mind or enmity against God, you won't receive it. You can't receive it. Amen? Okay, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh. God's trying to tell us now, we have that measure of faith, we're born again, but in the spirit if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Well, we're born again, the Holy Spirit dwells in us with the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. But we know we have the Spirit of Christ, we know we have the temple of the Holy Spirit, we know the anointing that's in us, which is the Holy Spirit, is going to teach us all things. He's going to tell us we have a measure of faith, and he's going to work with you, school you, to overcome the enmity, that rebellion of the mind towards God. In other words, I want God to do this, but I ain't doing that. I don't understand that. I'm not going over there. Because you go over there by faith. Not confidence in your understanding, but confidence in God. That's how you flow in the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. So many Christians today cannot get healed because they cannot receive the will, the teaching, the healing power of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing, because they have a mind that's enmity against God. I want God to send the Brinks truck by. I want $1 million. We're not seeking the kingdom, you see. We're seeking our need. Well, Jesus must become greater than your need in your life. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He changes you. He helps you build the mind of Christ into you. He helps your mind to get out of that enmity, that thing against God. Now, why is that important? Turn to James 4:4, if you would, please, Sue. I mean, Rose. Hallelujah. James 4:4. Praise you, Jesus. It says, adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. But that doesn't mean you're not saved. That means you've chosen to follow your mind in all areas. You have a mind that's enmity against God. God cannot show you. You know, some people cannot receive the peace of Jesus. In other words, every storm that comes down the pike almost destroys people. And yet you have the peace of Jesus, and you have that measure of faith to draw that peace into your life. But when you become a friend of the world, rebellious to God, letting the world dictate to you as a Christian or a pastor or the body of Christ, you see what it says there? So God the Holy Spirit is saying, you have a measure of faith. I'm going to help you come out of that rebellious thinking. I'm going to help you come out of that, because I cannot continue to show you things. You are limited in the knowledge and wisdom of Jesus. You cannot operate in the gifts, because I got to teach you and school you how to do that, but you have a mind that's enmity against me, and you are limited how far you're going to go with me. And so we have a lot of people who are not healed in the body of Christ. And everybody's walking around saying, God, how come there's not miracles anymore? Because most people believe this, but absolutely refuse God to believe God for this over here. I want this. I used to have a man that I was ministering to. And he fried his brain with drugs. And I used to minister to him, and everybody was afraid of him. And he used to come in my office, and talk to the shadow on the wall and all kinds of different things. And one day I said to him, I said, what would you do if God healed you? He said, I'd make sure I took good drugs, not bad ones no more. See, it was about him and his drugs. He never got healed. His wife from time to time calls here, and he's in a hospital now, mentally ill, or whatever, huh? Well, no, he's not going through rehab. There's no rehab for him. The only rehab he can get is from Jesus. Doctors, all they do is drug him up and keep him quiet. You see? So God wants you to understand, saints, if you want to be healed physically, mentally, marriage, finances, why do you want to be healed? And check yourself out, saints. You see, I had to go through a whole thing because I was into booze and drugs and, you know, and I had multiple sclerosis and I had a 357 Magnum. I see we want to welcome the visitors here. He's an associate pastor from El Paso. And I like to see people, new people come by and everything else. And he's in the Springs for, what, a week? Yeah, he's visiting for a week. And so I got to talk to him briefly out there in the foyer. So it's neat to see people come by and everything else. And we're going to go someplace else. God just told me to carry on. Here, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind, see, you got to cooperate with it. You got to measure faith. You got the anointing. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the Word of God. Let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. Let this mind. In other words, you got to have God's will in your life. You got to be willing to change and be transformed and renew your mind and have the Holy Spirit teach you. And you have a measure of faith to do this. You can have the mind of Christ. If you're thinking from the mind of Christ, and it actually can happen, you see, you'll see supernatural things. If you're thinking from your own mind, trying to get God to operate, it won't work. God wants you to know that every mind in this building right now, including mine, has a certain amount of enmity against God, rebellion against God in certain areas. You know that? But we're constantly praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, building up our faith. I know that I have a measure of faith. I know I can believe God for healing. Well, I had to believe God. It took 7 years to walk out of EMS. I had a spirit of suicide. I took a 357 Magnum and spun the cylinder, put it to my head that didn't go off. I wasn't saved then. Put it to my head, my knee, it went off, and it broke my knee in 5 places. Gangrene set in. They took the leg off, a few months later, and so on and so forth. And then shortly, I think 90 days, 120 days after I lost my leg, I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. Not because I lost my leg. Because I tried everything else. I tried the psychiatrist. I tried the pills. I tried this. I tried counseling and everything else. And I had anxiety so bad, they'd rush me off to the hospital. Whoop, whoop. Couldn't breathe. Have anybody ever had that experience? God freed me completely. I had a mind that was so rebellious, I joined the Marine Corps to kill. Ain't that a wonderful journey? To have that kind of thinking? Well, be in any branch of the service. They'll help you out. They'll put you out in the front line, give you a machine gun, and say, go for it. Hallelujah. But God freed me from all that. I had a rebellious mind. I was envious against God. Even after I got saved. Well, how come this is not working? Because you're not wanting to do it my way. You're wanting to do it your way. The Holy Spirit, you see, is inside of us to school us and teach us that we can have the mind of Christ. That we can have the knowledge and wisdom of Jesus. You know that? See, we get entangled. I just saw a large, large rope hanging down with all kinds of knots in it. People are entangled. You're knotted up in your emotions. You're knotted up in some things in your mind. You're knotted up by not giving in to God about your marriage, about your relationship with husband and wife. You're knotted up. God wants to untie that knot. The enemy wants it keep tight. He wants to put another knot in it. And you know why people have trouble in their marriage? Because it's all about you. It isn't about your wife. If me, it should be about my wife. I'm about her. You see? So after I had all of that stuff, I was in reformer school at 15 years old. True story. And God's changed all that. So I stand up here and prophesy and give words, man. Talk about freedom, talking about being blood bought, you see? Talking about being married for 53 years. My mom and dad were divorced. I've never been divorced. You know why? I'm doing it Jesus' way. Me and her don't fight. I don't think I've ever swore at my wife. Some of you people, man, I need to tame your tongue. That's impossible. You can't. I don't care because all things are possible with God if I cooperate. Amen? If I cooperate with God, he can change Ellery. He can change my stinking thinking. He can change my MS. He can change my drug problem. He can change my death wish. And he did. Listen, saints, there's nothing more beautiful than to be free. Spirit, soul, and body. I used to slice my wrist and everything. I did all of that stuff. Don't come and tell me, you don't understand, Pastor. Jesus understands. He understood me. He said, if you'll do it my way, you got a measure of faith. My spirit will teach you how to come out of that. But you're going to have to renew your mind. You're going to have to take on my mindset, the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to Titus 3:5. If you would, Rose, please. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. See, you and I have been weeks and months and years, and we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to renew us. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to help us make decisions, you see. I just want my pound of flesh. If she's done this, I want it back. If he's done that, I want it back. I had to actually bite my tongue. Don't say that. You ain't going to do that. Try it sometime. The minute you want to get back at your wife, you're not going to say that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not by works of righteousness. We all think we're righteous, and we're righteous through Jesus Christ, which we have done, but according to his mercy. Everybody needs mercy. Mercy should be renewed every day. He saved us through the washing, regeneration. You see, you need to get in the Holy Ghost soap. You need to be scrubbed by the Holy Ghost. Inside, in your mind, in your emotions. Washed in the Holy Ghost. And how do you know you're washed? There's a change. You're no longer cussing. You're no longer picking on your wife. You're no longer looking at her like you don't want her no more. That's all rebellion. That's all enmity. Well, I want to love my wife. Then you're going to have to change your thinking. You're going to have to get rid of that enmity, because God can't show you how to love your wife if you have that rebellion in you. Listen, saints. You can accept and believe this if you want to. I've walked the road, saints. I'm telling you, God, that measure of faith, helped me to accept His mind. Now, it didn't happen overnight. I'm still being changed. But there's many, 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 many things in Elry that I've got over. It no longer bothers me. And the more I've got over it, the more He has shown me the supernatural realm. The more He's shown me the grace. The more He's shown me the other side. See, I can't cross the bridge, which is Christ, to the other side if I'm enmity, because I can't see it. If I have a mind that's against God. Remember, saints, you'll always remember these words. He cannot do anything with your mind if you or show you things. He can get you saved. Your spirit is saved. But you'll be limited. See, people want the world. Hallelujah. Praise you. Say, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. See, saints, the Holy Spirit will take you. He'll give you wisdom about the cross. That's where the testimony of Jesus starts. Virgin birth. All the stripes on His back for us, suffering for us, shedding all that blood, dying for us, resurrected. That's the spirit of prophecy. Did you die with Christ? You're supposed to have. Aren't you washed in the blood? Aren't your sins forgiven? And all that sickness He took on His back. I can't understand. He died for us, and we're always trying to resurrect stuff. You remember what you said to me? That was terrible, and I ain't ever going to forget it. And yet you want to say, I'm washed in the blood, and all my sins are in the sea of forgetfulness. But I ain't forget what you said. You stuck me right here, and I ain't going to forget it. If your wife has said that, don't you close your eyes. You may get a frying pan upside the head. Now, this is the revelation where I'm heading right now. After hearing all this, and you don't learn in a half an hour. Turn, if you would, please, Rose, to 1 Corinthians 12. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to show you something. You want to learn something? We're going to look at 12. Let me see. I'll find it here in a second. The reason why I can't find it, I'm in 2 Corinthians. You ever done that? We just think we're so good, you know. We just flip it over and say, and we start reading from 2 Corinthians. We talked about 1 Corinthians. We start reading from 2 Corinthians, and everybody's looking at you like, he's lost it. Well, give me a minute, and I'll find it here. We're in 12, right, Rose? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, we're going to read 1 Corinthians 12, 4, 5, and 6. So go to 4, Rose, if you would, please. Okay. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, if you'll just hang with me for a minute, I'm going to show you something. Okay? That's the Spirit. Okay? Now go to 5. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Okay, now we got the Spirit involved, we got the Lord involved. Now go to 6. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. That's the Trinity. Now listen to me now, saints. The process that I was just talking about, the enmity and everything else, if you don't bring spirit, soul, and body in line with God, They're in agreement. That's the Trinity. You see? And if you have a mind that's envied against God, you can only go so far with God. That's the Trinity. All of them are in agreement. All of them are involved in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So if you want to flow in the gifts, you see, and you have this enmity against God, you're not going to understand how to do that. Go back to 4 again, Rose, please. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Lord, same Spirit. Now 5 again. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And now 6. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. That's the Trinity. They're involved in the gifts. If you back up where I was, you have a measure of faith to be able to be changed by the Holy Spirit, taught by the Holy Spirit, renew your mind. You see, offer, give yourself completely over to God. If you want to get somewhere supernaturally, saints, this is the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So the three of them are in agreement. It's the Trinity. I know the word Trinity is not in it, but the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is mentioned here. This has a reflection on us, spirit, soul, and body. Well, if I have a mind that's enmity against God, God's not going to be able to reveal things to me. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand that? It makes no difference because that's the way this prophet sees it. See, and sometimes you've got to stand up for things. So we are made up of three, spirit, soul, and body. You see, if I have a mind that's enmity against God, and I don't know, I'm trying to get faith, and I don't believe I have that faith, but God says, the Holy Spirit says, you have a measure of faith to commit everything to God, to be blood-bought, to renew your mind, to take on the mind of Jesus Christ. You see, what they're trying to say is that in the Word of God, they're in agreement. They're in agreement. They're involved with the gifts. It's the Trinity. But each one has a workable thing in the gifts. You notice that? Each one works something differently. The Lord, He's Lord over ministries, you see. And so you need to, if you can understand that, you'll understand that if you have an enmity against God or a mind that's rebellious against God, there is no way you're going to receive some things from God. God, the Holy Spirit, wants to bring you into this understanding and bring you into a place where you can operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Charismatic, if you would please. And the whole thing is, it's the carnal mind. It's the enmity mind. So if they're talking three of them in agreement, and we have the Spirit, we're born again, we have the Spirit, you see, but our minds are out of whack with God, you see, because we have a mind of, you won't learn from the Holy Spirit. You won't even believe you have faith to be able to do this. So the renewing of the mind is so powerful and so important, you see. This is how you get to the awakening of the prophetic in your life. I just slowly put it into your life this morning, and I'm going to pick up on that Friday. But that's how you get the prophetic into your life. That's how you awaken the prophetic in your life, because there is winds of change coming in your life, in this body. But if we have a rebellious pastor, that all he does is teach you about money and don't teach you about the kingdom. Some of you know here, I've never taken up a collection. We pay $6,600 a month here, never missed a payment. Don't never taken up a collection. Well, you're supposed to teach about tithing. No, first of all, you teach about the kingdom. You teach about Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom. Well, you've sought that and you've got the kingdom. You've got Jesus Christ in your life. Now you've got to overcome that rebellious mind. You have a measure of faith, so you have enough faith to do what you want to do. And as each time you do these things, faith is growing in you. Amen? Are you blessed? Hallelujah. You know what's funny? Sometimes we have very little come in, and my wife tells me this morning, hey, two people tied into the PayPal on the computer. See, God has a way of doing things. If you need money, He'll bring it in. Oh, blessed Jesus. I said to my grandson the other day, he was at my house and he needed prayer, so I was eating. I kept on chewing, went in the office and got the oil in my office, laid hands on him. Absolutely, God absolutely set him free. I said, guess what, Joey? I'm going to go. His name is Joey. I said, guess what, Joey? I'm going to go look at a building they want $5 million for. I got two quarters. Now, we're not going to get the building because, as far as I'm concerned, it's a piece of junk. But we went over and looked. And everybody was saying, or somebody was saying to me, it's $5 million. I said, I don't care. That's not my bill. I don't provide that. The bank ain't going to provide that. The same God that put the coin in the fish's mouth and said, Peter, go fishing. You and I ought to go fishing in the Word of God. Now, I know some people are bent out of shape. It's not about money. Jesus must become more important than your need. If you go to him with your need all the time and he said, I'll supply your need, he must become more important. You understand what I'm saying? This is spiritual growth. This is people who have gotten over some of the enmity in the mind. If you haven't, you still want, I want money, God. I want money. Guess what? Today, God's going to add money to some of you people. Starting today, if you can believe it. Now you say, well, what's God do? Come out of the sky? No, it's going to come to you by faith. That measure of faith. You have the faith to believe for a financial blessing. Don't you have a measure of faith? Well, you can't go to the finances if you have a mind that's enmity against God. If you haven't offered yourself up a holy living sacrifice. If you haven't renewed your mind. If you haven't caused that faith to grow by overcoming these things. If you go from born again and get under somebody who teaches you money, 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 and don't teach you about Jesus, you still have a mind that's enmity against God. Guess what? You'll never get it. I don't care what he says. I don't care what everybody says. You won't get it. That's a violation of Scripture. So you better get back to letting the anointing teach you that you have a measure of faith. You see, I know we all want money. I know we all, even Obama wants it. Everybody wants money. See? The Republicans want it. The Democrats want it. All the pastors want it. Do you know how many calls I've gotten lately from an investor who was telling me about churches that are going under? They're scraping the bottom of barrels. Some churches, they want $11 million for it. If I had $11 million, I'd go out in the field and build my own. Right? One $5 million, that's going to borrow. This one's $11 million, that's going under. This one over here, they want $1.3 million. That one's going under. They've already foreclosed on it. They're kicking the pastor out of it. See, I often wonder when we go to the bank and get all this money because we got 500 or 5,000 or 2,000 going, I wonder if that's God. There's two laws here, spiritual law and natural law. God's not against the natural law, but if you go to the natural law and borrow money, guess what? They're lord over you. I don't care what you say, saints. History is going to prove me right. I ain't borrowing. I'm telling you, saints, the country ain't finished yet. You can have 1,500 people going, but there only may be 500 tithers left. I know people owe $5 million, pulling their hair out. How do I know? Because this morning, God had me interceding for pastors. And I said, what am I praying for him for? I ain't seen him, and he's in trouble. He's in trouble. Not, not with sex or something, money. Tell you, saints, I learned this a long time ago. And you know who taught me this? The Holy Spirit. You know what he did? He had me read when Jesus sent the apostles out, and they came back, and Jesus said, do you lack anything? And they said, no, we didn't lack anything. I want to learn that. Wouldn't you like to learn that? You can draw everything from Jesus. That you have no lack. That you have such mighty grace and you renewed your mind. And you need a home or you need, and God just opened doors and supplies it. Well, that ain't, I don't believe in that. You got enmity in your mind, that's why. Well, God won't just do that. What is he going to do, just drop it out of the sky? The same way he blessed Solomon and Abraham and Joseph and Peter with the fish and the coin in the fish's mouth. He ain't changed. Say he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, if you're drawing extra, and by the way, buying a house is a good debt. That's not a bad debt. So I don't want anybody to think that. I thought I finished, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, someone needs to hear this. Don't close till I tell you. Good night. Are they still here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? I know some of you don't like this. I know you'd like to send off a seed man and get a great big harvest. Jesus has got to be greater in your life than your need. Else all you do is become a whiner, a quitter, not being faithful. I was over there and I was faithful and I gave money and they didn't ever come back to me. That's God in heaven saying, renew your mind. And if you get real rebellious, the Holy Ghost sits down and says, well, when he turns to me, I'm here, because I'll never forsake nor leave you. So Jesus said, I'm here. Whenever you want to get this thing straightened out. I'm telling you, some of you people pray for people and you wonder why they don't get healed, because they have enmity in their minds and they cannot receive the healing anointing, the gift of healing. That's why. Now you say, well, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they weren't saved. They weren't full of the Holy Ghost. The word was standing there. Faith was standing there and said, pick up your bed. All they had to do is do what he said. Today, after being born again through the blood of Jesus, there's requirements to walk in the Spirit, to walk in that measure of faith. To please God is to walk by faith. It's impossible to please God. When I come to God, I must believe he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You want your reward? Well, faith pleases God. That measure of faith he gave you. Right? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ed? It's Eddie, right? Ed. Every time I say Ed, man, he grins, man. There's a change coming. God is saying there's a change coming. God says my grace is going to manifest towards you, a favor towards you. There's some place you've been trying to get God's grace and God's favor, and it hasn't come to you. But God says the season has arrived, and the grace will flow towards you. Not just grace, but great grace. There's going to be a turnaround. Those who are your enemies, God's going to get them to agree with you and give you favor. So grace is going to come to you, and it's not going to come the way your mind has said it's going to come, but it's going to come by the power of God. It's going to come with people who have not really been in agreement with you. It's going to come through them because God's going to make them your friend. Because of the presence of my Spirit upon you and the fruits of my Spirit upon your life, he said, you'll be known by the fruits, and they will know you by the fruits, and grace will come to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We need to listen to one song before I go any further here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Everybody's wondering. I'm not going to sing, so. Emmy said, someone said, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Play that number 9 again in the black. Praise you, Jesus. I just want you to be quiet and just receive the peace of God and listen to this. Then we'll see what the Spirit of God really wants to do after that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. There's somebody who's got trouble of pain in a bone, in your bones. And there's sometimes pain in your shin, down towards your ankle. Receive by that measure of faith, God's touching that right now. Go ahead, Jeff. Hallelujah. Pray. Seem to crumble. Hallelujah. He's the bridge. He'll take you in the grace. He'll take you in the healing. He'll take you in the love. He'll take you in the forgiveness. He'll take you in the long-suffering. He'll take you in the compassion. Whatever you need, my God, He'll supply your need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And He's the bridge. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. What is your first name, Pastor? I know you're associate pastor, but Terry? Wow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is showing me that He's opening a new door for you. You have searched in your spirit about something, and you have come into prayer and agreement, you and your wife, about something, but you're not quite sure whether you should take a step in that area. But God is saying today, you can take that step. Confidence or faith in me, saith the Lord, has been placed in your spirit. You're going to another level, and God says you can take that step. You can go through that door. Everything you see through that door when you cross over is things you have heard about but have never seen. But God says everything you can see, I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to open your eyes and put salve in your eyes. And everything you can see, God says that's going to be attached to your ministry, and you're going to be able to have an anointing that's really going to set the oppressed and the captives free. The Lord is saying to me to say to you that Luke 4:18, the Spirit of God's upon you. He has anointed you to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes and set the oppressed free. And God says you'll preach the acceptable year of the Lord. For you two have been hindered in some areas, and they have been trying to control your life. But God says today freedom has come to you. Today the word of God has come to you. And God says there's an open door. My son, you'll go through it, and you won't miss it, because I'll release my spirit in you and release the wisdom and the knowledge in you that you need to know. And when you receive it, you'll be obedient to it, and you'll be like the prophet in the Old Testament, and you'll be like the apostles in the New Testament, and you'll come forth with anointing. They'll absolutely bring glory to me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is your wife's name? Colleen? Hallelujah. There's been some tears shed by you, sometimes in secret. There has been some hurts in you, and that you didn't know if it was ever going to be healed. God wants you to listen to this song because it's going to bless you and it's going to help you. And you're going to know that He loves you and He has never departed from you. Listen to this song, dear. If you would, Jeff, tears are language. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. He's got to find it. Hallelujah. It's number 11, Jeff, when you find it. Praise you, Jesus. It has a message. It has something to say. And I really think it's for other people, but it's really for you, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We honor you today, Lord Jesus. We exalt and lift you up. We draw all attention to you, Jesus. We thank you for your resurrection power, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your forgiveness and your love. We thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Tears come into your eyes. God is standing. He sees your falling tears. Tears are her language. God understands. When grief has left, it causes tears to flow. When things have not turned out the way that you have planned, but God won't forget His promises are all true.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God understands. God understands. The devil may be lying to you, but God understands. Anybody who wants prayer now, the laying on of hands, come up here now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God understands. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come right over here, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Kind of spread out a little bit. Let this young couple in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody here, if you'll just close your eyes. Oh, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that brings glory to you, Lord Jesus. That everyone will be touched by your peace. That they'll leave here, Lord, with faith in you, Lord Jesus, that you've touched them, Lord, and sent them free. We thank you, Lord, for all sickness is going to leave bodies, whether it's cancer or lung problems or kidney problems, whatever it may be. You are greater, my Father God, and we stand in your presence. We stand in the name of Jesus, calling upon the Holy Spirit to teach and counsel and release your wonderful healing, Lord Jesus, and your wonderful love into these people in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, I touch you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. How old are you now, dear? 22?
42.
42?
Really? Wow. Praise God. God says, my daughter, there has been troubled waters. But God says the water is all smooth. And God said he wouldn't have you thinking back. God's trying to teach you by the Spirit of God that not to run the old film, but run the new film, because God understands, and God is truth by his Spirit. And he don't want you in error. And so God says he wants you to train your mind to think of the new man and put on the new man and learn to walk by faith. There's an anointing that's rising up in you like never before. You have been called into this place of teaching. You have an anointing to teach, whether it's in the area of music or young people or whatever it may be. You have this anointing, and the enemy's tried to get you away from that. But God says he's going to reestablish you, because his love is going to touch you today. He's going to refresh you today in some areas where you need refreshing. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The wind of change. Hallelujah. The wind of change. Hallelujah. Oh, the wind of change in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The wind of change. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Oh, the wind of change. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The wind of change. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the wind of change. The wind of change. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The wind of change. The wind of change. Ooh, praise God. The wind of change. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was a good one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Right. The wind of change. Oh, yes, Lord. The wind of change. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. The wind of change. The wind of change. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. You are the mighty King. You are our Lord and our Savior. We exalt you today, right now, in this place, Lord. We thank you for your Shekinah glory. We thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The mighty King. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's getting you dressing up in a different suit, not actually this here, but he's dressing you up in something different. Hallelujah. He's dressing you up in something different. It's all his mercy, all his power, and all his grace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No. Over there. Get there. Praise God. Father God, I touch him, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the... Oh, the wind that changes, the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, the changing wind. Wind blowing on my brother, Lord, in Jesus' name, changing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Changing wind, changing wind. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Whoa. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Changing wind. Hallelujah. Changing wind. Praise you, Jesus. Changing wind. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is bringing from His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, some different knowledge and wisdom into your thinking. You're expanding in some areas. You're not quite understanding what it is because it's coming from the Spirit. It isn't coming from your books or from your natural mind. God is expanding, and He's going to be able to bring that knowledge and wisdom into your natural mind where His mind is, and you're going to flow in it. It's creating some things. It's bringing some understanding to you that you never had before, some understanding about future things, and it will be received and accepted. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering here this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Doesn't He really love us? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless all of you. Father God, we just want to lift up again our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and draw our attention to Him. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the virgin birth. We thank you for the stripes on your back. We thank you for the shedding of your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your death. And most of all, we thank you for your resurrection, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you bled seven times, Lord. We have that perfect number. We are free from everything, Lord. You took every sickness and disease, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we have a measure of faith to believe in the testimony of you, Jesus, because it's a spirit of prophecy. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, what you've done for us, Lord. And every promise is yes, yes. We know that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And our God shall supply our need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to counsel and bring us into school, Lord, that when we come before you, Lord, come to your throne room boldly, Father God, righteousness through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that it won't be about us, that Jesus will be more important. We'll be seeking the kingdom. And you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are Lord over the universe, you will add to us that which we need to complete the race. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. We lift you up and we thank you for your gifts. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your message. We just give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.